A specialist unit dedicated to helping people with obesity is set to open in South Auckland in June. The clinic, run by Te Whata Ora, the health agency, will see patients who have been rejected for bariatric surgery or young people who have type 2 diabetes and a BMI over 35. It comes after a report found 7 out of 10 adults in Counties Manukau are in the overweight or obese category. South Auckland has more people with a high body mass index, BMI, than any other region in the country. The University of Auckland endocrinologist Dr. Rinky Murphy is leading the unit, which will be called Te Manakitua.
Yes, well, we know that in New Zealand, South Auckland has the highest number of people who are overweight and have weight-related medical problems, and we have over 50,000 adults living with severe obesity. And a lot of the challenges faced by communities who have high levels of obesity are in employment and income, disability, education, mental health, and a number of things that are aggravated by obesity stigma and bias as well. So the only intensive weight targeted intervention that we currently have in secondary care is a very stretched bariatric surgery service. So that is stomach reducing operations or gut altering to allow weight loss to occur. But in most comparable health systems to ours that also provide bariatric surgery, they have a companion medical specialist weight management service, and that is what we are developing at Counties.
So what happens currently in cases of severe obesity where there is a recommendation for bariatric surgery? Sometimes can that not happen actually before some weight loss? Or is this more about the fact that the kind of dietary component ought to accompany bariatric surgery? Could you explain?
Yes, both actually. So currently the only funded options for people are entering a bariatric surgery program, often with very little prior contact beyond community services and very little in the way of specialist support. So our bariatric surgery service is very stretched, and the companion medical specialist service is currently lacking. So there is some units around the country that insist on some weight loss prior to bariatric surgery. There is a period that's intensive meal replacements that's often given to patients to enable laparoscopic surgery to occur safely. So that basically shrinks the liver and allows the surgeons more room to do the surgery with less risk of complications. So having a medical specialist weight management service would make that pathway a little easier. And we're actually prioritising patients who are currently on the wait list but won't be receiving surgery for a variety of reasons. So that's where we'll start. We hope to then be able to support people who are already selected or in the consideration for and deciding whether this is right for them.
And how big is the need? And we're talking severe obesity. And as we said, we're talking primarily about the health conditions that accompany it, right? That is the motivation.
Yeah.
And what is the need, particularly in Counties Manukau?
It is very large need. If we take severe complex obesity, the more comorbidities a person has, the harder it is to access services. And really what our hospital is currently able to cope with is just the very short-term complication management, but really not able to support people into losing sort of providing the intensive support required to lose significant amounts of weight. And that's where we're going to start our service, and very much on that severe end. So after people and integrate with existing community services that are already out there.
So who will qualify, so to speak? Who will your patients be?
So initially, we'll be inviting people who are on the bariatric wait list who are not able to receive the surgery for a number of reasons. We've also decided to prioritise young adults living with type 2 diabetes who have a BMI above 35, so really in that significantly overweight, the obesity end, who would have a lot to gain from significant weight loss and diabetes remission, because young people with type 2 diabetes have the highest risk of complications and lifelong morbidity and mortality.
What then will the unit offer? Often when we hear about dietary change in connection with obesity, people think of the statistics surrounding failed diets, right? Radical changes to the way one eats or what one eats, and often the long-term consequences are a rebound bigger than the initial weight loss. Could you speak to the, I guess, the medical principles and the nutritional principles that the service will offer?
Yes, very much so. So we're very mindful of the evidence base around intensive weight management, and we don't want people to lose a lot of weight and regain that and more. And one of the key strategies that we'll be using is an intensive meal replacement phase where people get a break from food and the decisions around their current sort of lifestyle habits around selecting foods, eating and activity, during which most people will be invited to group sessions and also one-on-ones to be supported to think about the weight maintaining strategies after that period. And that is the critical part. It's focusing around individual aspirations as to what they can do around altering their food environment after exiting that very artificial meal replacement phase. Obtaining that weight loss in that period can be motivating for some, but maintenance is what we're going to be really focusing on, thinking about triggers and cues to eating certain foods, trying to create habits and embedding certain opportunities for being more physically active throughout the program, and really taking that time with our specialist health psychologists, our dietitians, our health coaches to try and work with people to determine what their barriers and facilitators might be to a new way of living. So really not wanting a short-term approach. This will be a minimum of 6 months, but even longer for people to be able to come back and into the program, often as peer graduates, and provide support for people entering the program, but also for people who regain weight, who might need other strategies like progressing through to bariatric surgery or requiring additional medication support.
So there's various options, including bariatric surgery, which might assist with weight maintenance, but also there are some of these latest drugs coming on now that are also part of the weight loss picture. In fact, some needed, for example, by type 2 diabetes patients, I understand, are in hot demand among the well-heeled in Hollywood because of their weight loss component. Are there drugs that can be part of the treatment, I guess, of people with severe obesity who really want to be part of this?
Absolutely. And those blockbuster drugs, I mean, the latest of which is tirzepatide, and causes 20% weight loss, which is really mimicking some of the effects we see of bariatric surgery, is very exciting. And I think these need to be balanced with the need for people who have significant medical complications from severe obesity, and really not aggravating sort of lower body sizes or large bodies, which are quite healthy in other ways. So there is a real need to fund medication support for people who are fighting their biology to get back up to a weight that that has resulted in significant health complications.
And that's the nub of the issue, isn't it? From what we have learnt, including from New Zealand epidemiologists and others, it is a fight. We do seem to have a natural setting for whatever reason, whether it was early nutrition or anything else. And we know the environment we live in now makes it incredibly difficult for many people as well. The ability to eat more than we could ever have dreamed of, and sometimes the most calorie-laden and least nutritional foods are the cheapest, right? So I guess my question is there evidence that this can work? Even something as intensive and committed as this can work? We've all seen the hideous TV shows that attempt something similar. What evidence is there from a health setting that this can work? Was there a program in Newcastle you've referenced?
Yes, so in the UK, there was a study looking at very much this intensive weight loss program that focused on meal replacements, But during that meal replacement, so it wasn't the meal replacement itself, but it was the wraparound support that was key around behavior change, and the theory around behavior change and habit embedding that was key. And the primary outcome for that study was proportions of people maintaining above 15 kilos of weight loss and remitting their type 2 diabetes. So the figures for those were almost half of the individuals lost type 2 diabetes, and a third maintained them at 2 years. Significant weight loss accompanied those individuals. And whilst there was some relapse at 2 years, that period of not having diabetes or having it significantly ameliorated was really helpful and cost effective. Individuals are still to be followed up from that study, but as a result of that, the NHS has rolled that out pretty much throughout throughout the UK, and indeed have even funded semaglutide, one of the good obesity medications, in that setting of secondary care multi-specialist weight management services.
How much will you be able to provide? How many people will you be able to work with out of the potential volume of demand, right? People who really would love to be part of this.
Yeah, so initially it's very much a pilot program where we'll be learning, testing, and pivoting to things that work and things that don't work. So whilst in the first year our numbers will be quite low, I'd anticipate anywhere around sort of 100 to 200 patients, but they would be learning from that and seeking to expand upwards of that and really becoming more efficient over time. We'd hope that we could then scale up with primary care support in our next phase, and really looking for hoping that others would pick this up for their area of need nationally as they see fit.
It's interesting that your profession, your specialty rather, is as an endocrinologist rather than a nutritionist. And could you explain the link?
Yes, so I'm an endocrinologist. I specialise in diabetes and obesity, and that is coming from a place of all the science relating to weight and its regulation, and all the hormonal conditions that can occur as a result of that, predominantly diabetes, but also fatty liver, polycystic ovarian syndrome, cardiovascular disease. So dietitians have a particular expertise in the phase of dietary assessments, nutritional requirements, ensuring habit change and behavior change theory is also embedded in some of the advice, and adapting nutritional guidance to individuals' own needs, particularly those with complex medical conditions such as kidney disease, type 2 diabetes. So I think the link between having the multi-specialist input is going to be key from an endocrinologist point of view, in adjusting medications and looking at more of the other conditions that are beyond the weight itself or the company that the weight is keeping from a health disease point of view.
So we're talking about hormones and their impacts on things like controlling metabolism, blood pressure, cholesterol, even hunger itself.
Absolutely. They're all going to be key in a holistic way. I think one of the aspects is the outcomes around weight and medical complications being well managed at any weight, but also the mental and social well-being is key to that, as that underpins the whole idea of why we would be targeting this in the first place. So we're very much around taking the lead from what people wish to do, and hence the group peer support is a good way that we've landed on, is providing this peer support and also making sure that our services are accessible for people who cannot always make scheduled appointments. We want to be as flexible as we can, so there can be a drop-in approach. People can bring their support people in their whānau or in their as a buddy, and we're going to be able to accommodate people in a different way that traditionally many secondary care services have relied on those booked scheduled appointments that are sometimes unattended.
University of Auckland endocrinologist Dr. Rinky Murphy, who is leading this unit at Te Mana Ki Tua. I think they begin in June.